WCHD 3 Detroit, KMPS HD 3 Seattle, WBMX HD 3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio,
and Yahoo Launchcast, CBS Radio's The New Sky.
A focus of self-discovery, positive transformation, and a mission to enhance your life. This is A Mode of Change with Sherry Geba, celebrity psychotherapist, author, and life coach. Your moment of change begins now. Call Sherry Geba.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Good evening. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. I like to have a lot of guests on that are related to addictions. I mean, that is one of my specialties. And his name is Michael Fitzpatrick. He's a leading historian, author, and sought-out speaker in the field of alcoholism. And Mike's going to talk to us today about his new book, We Recover Too, The Family Group's Beginnings in the Pioneer's Own Words. The book is an amazing book, and I've been actually listening to the CD, and it is the stories of Bill Wilson's wife. She talks. I mean, this is back in like the 30s, the 50s. It's just unbelievable when you listen to this CD, and it comes from the book as well.
Hey, everybody. I'm so excited for this half hour. We're going to have Mike Fitzpatrick. As I said earlier, he wrote the book We Recover Too, The Family Group's Beginnings in the Pioneer's Own Words. And before I start, I do want, I'd like Mike to definitely explain what Al-Anon is, because not all our listeners know about AA and Al-Anon. Many of them do, but some don't. So I definitely want Mike to explain what Al-Anon is. I want to mention again to go to my website, The Law of Sobriety, to get your free e-books, one on relapse prevention, one on eliminating negative beliefs. That's thelawofsobriety.com. Also, if you want to call in and talk to Mike or myself or write us a question, we're at 248-545-7685. Call in 248-545-7685, or you can write your questions to newskyradio.com. That's newskyradio.com for some of you shy folks. The other thing is, November 17th, I'm going to be doing a parenting teleseminar. It's going to be amazing. The only place I can take you to right now is my Facebook. So if you go to The Law of Sobriety on Facebook or Sherry Geba on Facebook, you will definitely find it. It'll be November 17th. All the details are there. And it's really all about being a conscious parent and how some of our negative belief systems, some of our negative behavior, some of our addictions, some of our hidden addictions, some of our harder addictions, how it keeps us from being a conscious parent. So that's going to be November 17th, and I'll put more out there on Facebook and Twitter for you to learn more and my website. But welcome, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, Sherry. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm great. It's such an honor to have you on the show. I mean, I have to call myself out on something. For years, I've been in CODA and I've been in 12-step groups, but now I am a member of Al-Anon officially with the date I joined recently. I'd like you to explain Al-Anon, I suppose, the basic reason people join Al-Anon, but I do want to share with people after you explain, your explanation of what Al-Anon is, how also you can use Al-Anon. It doesn't have to just, everyone thinks it's all about the addict and the alcoholic, but really it has to do with us and our boundaries and taking care of ourselves. And so I might want to get into that a little bit, but what would you say is the definition of an Al-Anon meeting?
Well, absolutely, Sherry. I believe what you just indicated is really the main purpose of Al-Anon. It was set up for families of alcoholics or friends who have alcoholic problems, loved ones with an alcoholic. And they use the 12 steps that originated in Alcoholics Anonymous. And a lot of people have had the misconception that Al-Anon was set up for the spouse or family member to go and find the solution for the alcoholic problem. But that's not Al-Anon at all. What Al-Anon is there for is to help the individual who's battling with this, who has become, in many cases, just as sick as the active alcoholic and sometimes sicker, to find a solution to their problems and a way to live with some reasonable contentment and reasonable peace of mind. And they find out they don't have to do it alone, that it's a we program. It's not an I program. They come in and and they find people just like them experiencing the same challenges and difficulties with their loved ones.
And again, you know, of course, the main, you know, you have to have a qualifier, which would be, you know, someone in your life that is or was or is in recovery, not in recovery, you know, whatever. But, you know, I find, and I do have qualifiers, no question about that, but I find it has absolutely helped me immensely. And I was having a lot of issues around becoming a workaholic, and it's immensely helped me with boundaries. I have someone to call. I'm taking care of myself. I have new friends. It's kind of like a whole world has opened up. It's kind of teaching me to stay on my side of the street just in my life. You know, does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. And I believe that the 12 steps, when applied into an individual's life, regardless of what the problems or difficulties that they're experiencing are, they find a solution by applying those principles in their daily life. And I think that's exactly what you're talking about. I know people who have successfully quit smoking and overcome various other addictions just by the application of the 12 steps in their daily life.
Oh, absolutely. It's a program for living. People still don't understand it in the year 2011. People still believe that it's a cult. There's, you know, and I'm just a huge believer in the 12 steps. Yes, I wrote a book that takes a little bit of a different approach, but my book completely supports the 12 steps. And anybody that comes into my office, any client, you know, I often will say that is really your first step, is to attend a 12-step meeting. But, you know, of course, there's other people out there that aren't going to be as open, but we're not here just to talk about that. I really want you to talk about your book, and I'm hoping that Brandon, our fabulous producer, is going to get some audio up so we can hear one of these old-timers from Al-Anon.
I think he's working on that. I think that might actually happen, so that would be... that would be fantastic if we're able to do that. But let me tell you just a little bit about how the book came about, Sherry. I had written a book with co-author Bill Borchard, and Bill had written a book about the life of Lois Wilson called When Love Is Not Enough. And Bill and I partnered, and we did a book called 1,000 Years of Sobriety. And that was a story of 20 men and women, each with over 50 years sober in Alcoholics Anonymous. And after that book was done, I was talking with one of the directors at Hazelden Publishing, and he asked me if I would be able to do a book on Al-Anon celebrating their 60th anniversary. And what he really wanted me to do is to do it based on the audio recordings, because I have a large audio archive, historical archive on Al-Anon and AA in my recoveryspeakers.com library. And so I said I would do it, and we went ahead and did a book to celebrate Al-Anon's 60th anniversary. And I'm just excited that we were able to put this together and do something nice for Al-Anon, as well as allow people to have a better understanding of what the history of the family groups were.
Right, right.
And
yeah,
I just couldn't do it on Al-Anon. We had Al-Anon didn't officially start till 1951, but yet the family group started way back when Dr. Bob and Bill W., the founders of AA, met in June of 1935. And so I started there with the book.
You know, I'm just looking here, and the producer is telling me that you were supposed to send an audio. Did you send it to him?
It's on its way.
Oh, okay. So we haven't gotten it yet. All right, you know what? Maybe during the commercial he'll get that audio, but I would agree with you. I really hope your book really makes people well aware of what Al-Anon has to offer. I think it's really important. And I keep writing you, Mike, about how much I love those CDs. You'll have to tell the listeners about the CD that comes with the book. I'm assuming it comes with the book, right?
Yes, it does, yes.
Oh, my God, it's unbelievable to sit there and hear those women talk and have such elegance and, you know, just their experience, strength, and hope in a way that, you know, what amazes me, it's still the same message years later, you know?
Absolutely.
And it still works. So we're going to go to break. Hopefully we'll have an audio. If we don't, I know we have a lot more to talk about. So please stay with me. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to A Moment of Change. We have Mike Fitzpatrick here talking about his new book, We Recover Too, and possibly an audio that we'll be able to hear of some of these, I mean, I hate to call them old-timers, but, you know, we're talking back in the 50s when they were called family, I guess, family programs. They weren't called Al-Anon, but the message was the same. So tell me, Mike, did we get the audio or Brandon?
Well, we're resending it, Sherry, so hopefully Brandon will have it in a minute. I don't know what the problem was.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just the computer world. So what excited you most about the book? I mean, what motivated you to do this?
Well, I think, one, being asked by the publisher to do it was a real honor. My mother has been in Al-Anon for almost 46 years. And to be able to, you know, have grown up in a family like that and have the opportunity to make a contribution in writing, and then using the voices of the pioneers, I took a lot of transcriptions from recordings that have never really been released, that were in an archive, a historical library, for years. And I was able to take those out and convert to transcriptions and tell the Al-Anon story or the family group story in a way that had never been told before. So that was really exciting. Then the publisher asked me if we could include a CD with it. So what I did is I took the best of the audios that I used in writing the book, and we created a CD. It has 16 tracks on it, and included it with the book. So when someone buys the book, they get the CD included with the book. And it right now it's on Amazon.com for $15.95 with the CD. So it's a great price. It's an excellent book, and the early reviews are really positive. I'm very, very happy about it.
Oh, that's great. So the book is actually out now. I mean, where can people get it?
The book is out, available at Hazelden and Amazon. Now, let me tell you about the e-book real quickly, Sherry. The e-book has embedded audio in the book itself. So as a reader is reading the e-book on their Kindle or their viewer for e-books, if it has audio, they're able to actually hear. There's 32 embedded audio clips in the e-book, so they can hear the voices of the pioneers while they're reading the book. They can click on it and hear Lois Wilson or Bill Wilson or Ann Smith, their voice, while they're reading the book.
You know what? We just got information that we can play the audio. We can only play it for about a minute or two, so Brandon's going to do that. I'll probably have to let him know when he has to stop. Or, Brandon, I'm going to kind of trust after a minute or two you're just going to have to turn it off.
Do you want me to tell anything about that particular audio, Sherry?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, the audio that I sent over is actually an audio of Bill Wilson. It was an early recording where he talked of his spiritual experience. And that's included in the book because Bill was the one who suggested to Lois that they organize the family groups.
Great. Okay, so we're going to hear that. And, you know, that whole e-book concept, that's amazing. I'm just learning about that now where you can actually have e-books and you can actually embed audio, video. It's kind of crazy, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Was that through Hazelden, that e-book?
Yes. Hazelden did the e-book and the printed book. And I'm excited that we did that because it looks like we're going to do a series of similar books related to the 12 steps with multimedia and embedded e-books and things like that with the audio along with it.
Well, that's great to know about Hazelden because who knows, my next book might be with them. All right, so let's go and hear the audio of Bill Wilson talking about his spiritual epiphany.
Perhaps in the early 30s, a certain American businessman was being told by Carl Jung in his office at Zurich after a year's treatment, which was a failure, that nothing could be done for him, that his only possible chance of recovery was through a spiritual experience. And our friend said, "But I'm a good Episcopalian." The great and humble Jung said, "No, that isn't enough. I mean a transforming spiritual experience that will eject this obsession to drink that you have. I can do nothing for you." This friend finally found such an experience in the Oxford groups of that time, a society to which AA owes very much, although some of their tenets we have since discarded. In his turn, he brought some basic ideas to a friend of mine a schoolmate who was also in a very bad way, about to be committed for alcoholic insanity. And in turn, this friend, who I shall call Abby, came to me in November of 1934, following this sentence of the summer, and he appeared at my house on Clinton Street, Brooklyn. I was home drinking. Lois was working then in the department store supporting me, and I was very much...
Wow. I know that wasn't a lot, but it was a taste of it, and now I think people are going to really want to hear that story. But when you hear Bill Wilson's voice, and when you hear Lois Wilson's voice, I mean, it is like, you know, your hair is standing up on whatever the saying is. My hair was, how do you say that? My hair was just standing up all over the place.
Absolutely.
You know?
And it was a thrill to be able to do that part of it and actually include. I thought Hazelden's decision to include the audio was outstanding, and so many people are getting to hear voices of these pioneers that they've never got to hear their voices before.
I just can't believe how inspiring that is. I mean, I'm just sitting here going, wow. I mean, you know, you read about it, but when you actually hear the person saying it, you know, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So let's make sure people find the book. Tell us where they can get the book. We know the CD is in the book, and we only have like 1 minute, Mike. I would love to have you on again, and maybe we could even play a little more of the audio once the book is out for a while. But please tell people how they can get your book, how they can get the CD, which is part of the book, and then your past book that you wrote.
All right. Thank you, Sherry. And both books are available at Hazelden. This one is called We Recovered 2, and it's also available at Amazon.com. The first book is 1,000 Years of Sobriety. That's also available at Amazon. I'd be delighted to be a guest again at some future date.
Oh, great.
And we do have a website, recoveryspeakers.org. We'd love to invite people to listen to some of the recordings. They're downloadable there for free. And I appreciate, again, you having me on the show.
It was my pleasure, Mike. I am going to have you back. And I know next week we're going to have a couple of 30-second spots about the book again if anybody missed anything. So, again, thank you, Mike. Thank you, everybody. This was an amazing day. It started out with energy healing, but it really ended with something really close to my heart, and that is that the program and the founders and their very special messages. So everybody make it a really great day. Thanks.